Ceremonies at the main campus will be preceded by a baccalaureate on May 17th at 2 p.m. in the Patty Gymnasium, with the Reverend Paul H. Maurer speaking on majoring in minors. Commencement speaker this year will be Elmer E. Rasmussen, who served on the university's Board of Regents for 19 years and was the board's president for 12 years. Recently, the university honored Rasmussen by naming its new five-story library after him. Well, this is Dr. William R. Wood, president of the university. Dr. Wood, what's the most significant thing about this year's commencement?
I would say that this is the beginning of a new decade, a decade of the 70s. And it should hopefully usher in a new era of growth and, we hope, prosperity for the university that might match and even exceed that of the 60s, which was somewhat extraordinary, as you know. I look back at commencements, the little summary that's been provided here by Ms. Ann Tremorello of the Direct Office of Admissions and Mrs. Jones, the registrar. I find that the first graduate was in 1923, which is really the end of the first academic year of the university's operation, although it had been founded in 5 years earlier, in 1917. In 1920, we had six graduates. In 1930, 34. 1940, 43. And then came the World War. And following that, in 1950, again, we had somewhere around the 40s and the 50s. By 1960, the total system was graduating just over 100 students, 101, of whom 91 were on this campus and 10 were at the off-campus community colleges, largely at Anchorage. But today, we have listed on the graduating schedule 503, of whom some 472 are on this campus. That's a five-fold growth in a 10-year period. I hope that the 70s will be similar, because the 70s should give us a tremendous forward surge for higher education in the state of Alaska.
How would you say the university's graduates measure up with others around the country?
I think they measure up very well indeed. In certain of our fields of specialization, the environmental studies pertaining to the high latitudes, the far north, I think they are superb. They have no, frankly, they have few equals anywhere in the world, and they would rank among the very top. Now, in other disciplines, I think that we simply would fit into those above the average.
In the past 10 years, the bachelor degree from university or college has become as important as the high school diploma used to be. What's the future for the degree?
Well, it's a very cloudy picture. I have come after 43 years in the educational business to feel that the college degree, for some people, is overrated. For many, many others, it's an absolute necessity because it is an entrance to the professional world, the world of special, highly specialized talent upon which our total civilization depends. Now, for these people that are to be in the professional field, the baccalaureate degree and subsequent advanced degrees, professional degrees, are absolute necessity. But there isn't really any reason why the total population should have a baccalaureate degree. I think that this new development in the community colleges of the associate degree is one which really is going to develop as one of major consequence to the population generally. More and more people are going to continue at some point in their life beyond the high school level of studies, and they're going to take technical or general interest programs, specialized programs of one sort and another, at the community colleges, and they're going to seek the associate degree. And this, I think, is a very healthy development in America.
Thank you. We've been talking to Dr. William R. Wood, President of the University of Alaska. This is Dean Warner.
This Is Your University is a weekly recorded program produced by the Department of News Service in cooperation with radio station KUAC-FM. It's been brought to you by the station as a public service. This is the University of Alaska Broadcasting Service.